This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you this evening.
Johnny Ray.
And Chris.
On this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. We are live 7 days a week, 365 days a year, going back many years here on Free Talk Live. Haven't missed a broadcast. Live for you. Just call in, whatever you might want to talk about, 7 to 10 here on Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. We spent the last hour talking about economic indicator numbers and what's going on with the economy, and you're certainly welcome to call in and talk about those things. I want to go on with some more numbers, and I was just thinking before we came on the air, what kind of ties together the stories on Free Talk Live? What makes them what they are? And I think, to some extent, and I said in the last hour, I hate bears, right? I hate economic bears. People are always looking for bad news and that kind of thing. But I really do believe the United States is burning. I think that it is on the down decline from what it was at a once great country that supported its middle class, and you know, all things were great, to what it is today. And y'all are fiddling, is what I have to say about most of America out there, whatever they might be doing, whether they're working for the government or working for Wall Street or high on heroin, whatever it might be. Y'all are fiddling while Rome burns. And look, I don't feel any allegiance. I don't have to stay here. You can build a wall. You won't keep me in. That's what I think it draws it all together. And you can call and comment on that, too. You can call me a bad American. I want to dig down into that, what that means.
No, Mark, I don't think I've ever heard you say that before. Those are very, very strong words. I would be afraid to say something like that.
What, that America's on the decline?
Yeah.
No, I've said it many times on the air here, and people don't dispute it. No one has ever called in and said, "Oh no, we're on our way to the heyday." Now I can make an argument against, and I've got calls on the line, so I'll make it very brief. The argument against that would be: look, in order to be the tallest midget in the contest, all you have to do is be taller than the other midgets, and the United States does that. It fails. You know, it fails its way to success because the rest of the states that are out there are that much worse. But that doesn't mean that there aren't people. There are those among us that, move through international lines like fishes. Yeah, fishes is probably a better term. Fishes means a different species as opposed to lots of one species. Lots of one species is still just fish. Like fishes through water. And they, we don't see these numbers, we don't see their numbers, the economic indicators or anything like that, because they are a class above, or an outclass, as it were. They just, they're international. They're not national numbers. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And I would encourage people, I think that is the way of the future. The internet, she's international. Doug in Illinois. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
No, I'd have to agree with you, Mark. I'm one of them people who do not get up for the pledge. I don't worship the multicolored cloth, the red, white, and blue cloth. You know, if they were half that worried about their freedom and their liberty like they are about the cloth, the flag, we might not be having all the trouble that we're having. Here can be one indication here. Did you hear about the report?
Well, I want to comment on the getting up for the flag thing. For those of you out there that would be upset that somebody didn't stand for the flag, just consider, they're not standing for the flag because they want to hurt your feelings. They're not standing for the flag because they want to inform you of something. They want to impart on you what it is that they're thinking. They may be right and they may be wrong, but that's what they want to do. A person who stands for the flag and it is meaningless to them, that's the person that doesn't want to fight you and doesn't want to argue with you and doesn't care about you one whit.
Right.
Like, I might... There have been times when I've stood for the flag. You know why? Because I don't care about these idiots that are surrounding me. I go on the air 7 nights a week to tell people this stuff. And they call in and argue with me about it. So I say,
why should I take the slings and arrows? You know what I mean?
Yeah, go ahead.
I look at it being like propaganda. I look at it, the people being like sheep. I mean, they're pretty much giving their approval to government. Here it can be like, okay, law should apply to everybody. It should apply to everybody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We had a report today of an FBI agent. They've had it all over the Internet and all over the TV. I don't know if you heard about it. The FBI agent who went to a nightclub in Denver, Colorado.
I read this story.
He did a backflip. The gun went off, and it shot a guy in the leg. Now, I went back on the Internet, and I went back on Channel 4 out of Denver and all of their TV and their local media. For more than a decade, and I could find people that unintentionally shot other people. One guy had been cleaning a gun, and he ended up shooting the neighbor on the porch.
Happened to a guy here in Keene. Yep.
Every one of them were charged. Every one of them were charged with a crime. Now, the FBI agent, the Denver PD, took him in. They did not charge him, and they let him go to another FBI agent. I don't know what they call him, but, you know, another pile of garbage.
Yeah,
That can be what people like me are talking about. Here can be one thing out of a billion that we're talking about. You're having tyranny take over. You're having the people, any little damn thing that we do, you know, hey, we could be thrown in jail for it. I've never had an encounter with the law. I've never even had a ticket in my life, but I'm watching it happen. And yet the people who are in authority, who have a badge and a gun, who should know better, are given, you know, free and clear in everything that they do.
They're a different class.
Right. The FBI agent attempted a backflip. The gun fell out. He picked it up, and then it went off.
Right.
So he...
Bad trigger discipline.
Yeah, this isn't a gun killing somebody. This is an FBI.
You know what?
And it didn't kill anybody. It wounded his leg.
I saw my son carrying his Nerf gun, and he had his finger along the side of the gun. You know why? Because from the day he got a gun, he learned trigger discipline. These yahoos, and I don't care whether they've got college degrees or not, because all FBI agents do. I don't care who they are. They don't know what they're doing in many cases.
A lot of them don't.
My point could be go back in Colorado and look at all the people who have had their gun go off and they haven't even shot anybody. And then they're charged with a crime. They're charged with it. They're doing jail time over it, you know?
The agent tried to melt into the background.
Yeah, I saw that too. So to me, here was my take on it. And I'm one of those people that I think about this stuff constantly because I constantly carry a gun. And it's constantly concealed like this guy had his concealed. First, I don't go to nightclubs, get ridiculously drunk, and then try to do a backflip while I'm carrying a gun.
That seems like a good place to start.
I will say that since I started carrying more, my lifestyle has changed. I don't go out and get hammered drunk.
You've got to be more responsible.
I have to be, and that's for my safety and
thanks for the call,
safety for everybody around me. But to Doug's point, it's different classes of citizens, and more it becomes the government class and those who are not in the government class or not favored by the government
class. When was the last time you saw a police officer pull over another police officer and give him a ticket for rolling through a stop sign?
I found one YouTube on something similar to that.
I found a YouTube on a police officer being pulled over for doing 110.
Speeding. It was down in Florida, right?
Right.
Yeah, I saw
going
that
from
one, too.
One job to another in his... He was pulled over by a state trooper. And let's not forget that the state trooper who pulled him over, she dealt with all kinds of harassment.
She did.
Terrible harassment. So, no, you just don't... I mean, in this case, it was speeding. That's not a stop sign, because I like to use stop signs because, how many people have been run over by somebody who rolled through a stop sign? It's pretty rare.
Yeah.
You know, it means that they're stopping. They're kind of slowing down quite a bit. They're looking at what's going on, and, you know, there's no point in giving somebody a ticket for that, in my opinion. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. And I think that there's, although I would love it if in a country like the United States, law enforcement held itself to the same or even a similar standard. The fact is you can see department after department after department that they favor the ruling class. I'm not talking about rich people. I'm talking about the ruling class.
Right.
It's different here in the United States. Right. Not exactly the same.
Then quit saying it's a country of law, not of men, because that no longer applies.
I don't know that it ever did. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind on here at this live edition, talking about the state of the American hegemony. You're not supposed to say empire. It's not an empire. It's hegemony. And you know, that's supposed to benefit all of us. I'm not sure it does as much as it used to. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, bitcoin.com, longtime sponsor of Free Talk Live. And we're happy to have them. They are the go-to place to find out about cryptocurrency news. If you want to get into Bitcoin, if you want to find out about how to get a wallet, how to purchase Bitcoin, how to mine Bitcoin, they've got all that information. What you can do with your Bitcoins, all of it at bitcoin.com. And, as far as I'm concerned, great news source and the one-stop shop for all of it, bitcoin.com. Let's go to Nick calling in from New York. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about the bomb scare at the University of Washington. It's brought up some controversy about freedom of speech. Have you guys heard about it?
No, I hadn't heard about it.
So basically, there's a YouTube live streamer who was streaming, and his viewers could pay donations in order to play sound effects through a speaker on his backpack. And someone paid to play a bomb threat sound effect, and he got arrested for that. You guys think he should be liable? Or
should he be liable?
Right, it was a text-to-speech thing.
I see.
Yeah,
and like that. The subscribers maybe. I mean, I just saw the headline, but the subscribers maybe could type what they wanted to, and the speaker would repeat it.
And that caused like a whole evacuation of a building.
Did it cause a whole evacuation because somebody was walking around with a speaker that had a?
Yep. Okay. He got arrested for that. They got him. I think he's charged for something that could be a felony, 5 to 10 years if he gets convicted.
Well, I guess my question would be, did he know this was going to happen? Did he suspect this was going to happen? Was this just sort of news to him? Because I think that it's kind of inventive to have people pay money to, type words and have them come out of a speaker on a backpack. Well, that's a great idea. That's a great way to make a little money here.
Well, not to say there's a xenophobic aspect to this, but the YouTuber goes by the name Arab Andy.
Arab Andy. All right.
Arab Andy. And just can you turn down your radio just a bit? We're hearing a little bit of feedback.
Some talk back on your speakers. Yeah.
Thank you. A YouTube live streamer who goes by, quote, Arab Andy online was arrested last night in Seattle after walking into a University of Washington classroom and playing a text-to-speech bomb threat. YouTube has taken the live stream down for violating its terms of service. Mirror uploads are still available to watch on YouTube.
There always are.
Arab Andy can be seen walking into a classroom and playing audio of a text-to-speech donation from a viewer. Text-to-speech donations are popular with many streamers and allow viewers to donate a specific dollar amount to having their message or pre-recorded audio played on stream. Andy's stream continues after the college area is evacuated. He's heard boasting about creating a highlight reel, claiming this will be one of the greatest live streams yet.
He sounds happy about it. All right.
His stream continued even as he was arrested, and text-to-speech comments can be heard mocking the situation. What he did, what they are charging him with is, up to Class B felony, which could mean 10 years in jail and things like that. The question I would have is, if you're making a platform available, it's sort of like the whole debate we've had with the internet lately. Are content providers responsible for content that is placed on
their
website?
He sounds pretty happy about it, though, and that, to me, it indicates responsibility to some extent.
I wouldn't mind seeing him pay the costs of any responders who came or any costs associated with
it. You'd be stunned at at the bills that they, tried out for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And to some extent, I don't know how you're supposed to respond to this.
I think that people, they think it's an illegitimate threat, so they don't think he should be held liable. But I agree. I think it's just a jest, and it shouldn't be taken so seriously.
And that's kind of the difficulty here. And Nick, I appreciate it. There's been some audio issues, so I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
It seems to me, I mean, it sounds like he went in with a boombox and pressed play the way the story is described.
Yeah, that certainly does.
I'm skeptical of that.
It sounds like he's just walking around with a backpack with a speaker that plays
what people are typing. At home.
But to some extent, it sounds like he's like, yeah, look at that. I'm changing the world, or at least this university, or with a school, or whatever it is. And if you think it's funny that a bomb threat's been perpetrated, then I've already got a problem with you. And the reality of the situation is you're walking around with a big backpack. That's a little scary. You're walking around being Arab, you know, being happy about bomb threats in a big backpack. That's not going to go well. I will say that, you know, at some point or another, you can't just take every nut job's bomb threat seriously, even if it's a silly one, especially if it's a silly one. So,
I think the peculiar institution of public education draws the worst people. And I think the reason that we're having school shootings is because the schools are such horrible places where you're guaranteed to have an undefended populace that everybody loves and cares about. Not to say that isn't true about everybody, but
the private schools I went when I went to a private school, it's not like the students or the teachers were packing heat.
Mm-hmm.
So public school, private school, it doesn't seem to make a difference. But for whatever reason, and public schools seem to get hit more often.
Yeah, I don't know. And the question the caller called in about, I thought was particularly interesting, was just saying, what about the free speech angle on this?
Yeah.
You know, and
there's no victim here.
Right.
No crime. I mean, I suppose you could say the victim is the taxpayer for having to pay for this and the students for having to, get up and walk out of class or whatever.
Right. But I whenever I hear anything like this occurring, I immediately think of Walter Block. Dr. Walter Block, he publishes through the Mises Institute, but one of his books was Defending the Undefendable. Did you ever read that?
Oh, yeah, I've read that twice.
I've given it as a gift, but I generally don't like what I hear. I generally don't like Walter Block because he's too scientific and gimmicky.
In this one, it certainly was gimmicky, but it was trying to put a liberty spin on some what most people would consider despicable people in society.
Yeah.
You know, the pimp, the prostitute, the scab. But one of the ones he talked about was, the person who yells fire in a crowded theater.
Yeah.
And him arguing that, well, unless that was spelled out as part of the contract, there may be people who get a perverse thrill by being horribly scared. And there may be people, and maybe they feel that money is well worth it. So unless
that sounds outrageous
specifically, no, I mean, he does go to great lengths to justify anything, and that's part of what he does.
Yeah, well.
But I thought that was an interesting take, and it's the first thing I thought of.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Love to hear your opinion on it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Many legal experts say it's probably not a good idea for President Trump to appear before the grand jury in the Russia probe, and one member of his legal team says they'll go to court to block any effort to subpoena him. The question most experts are asking is, can a president pardon himself in a criminal case?
Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani on the president and the Constitution.
He has no intention of pardoning himself, but not to say he can't.
Even if he can, should he do it? Congressman Kevin McCarthy is the House Republican Majority Leader.
The president has never said he'd pardon himself. I don't know where the president would go forward pardoning himself, but I don't think a president should pardon himself.
And if he did, says Giuliani,
it would lead to probably an immediate impeachment.
Giuliani on both NBC and ABC, Congressman McCarthy on CNN's State of the Union. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-453. Talking about this young man who apparently was walking around with at least a speaker, if not a cell phone, probably a cell phone hooked to a speaker or something like that, maybe a backpack, we're not entirely sure on the story, and streaming the whole incident as people typed to text to audio through the speaker. So they could basically pay money to say anything they want through the speaker. And apparently, one of them thought that it would be lots of fun to type in a bomb threat. And the result was an evacuation from school and these sorts of things. And the guy gets arrested. He seemed happy about it. He's like, yeah, we're going to get lots of views! Which, those views aren't going to do you any good in jail. Your views of jail would be interesting.
They might. I mean, I hear that YouTube doesn't pay very well, not as much as maybe they used to, but more views could be money that you can enjoy.
If there's a direct way of monetizing your content, which it sounds like there is,
but it's
not. You can actually,
Yeah, it's not great.
In the video, Jamal Arab Andy Hassan walks into an event in Savory Hall and plays a recording that starts, "The C4 is charged," unquote.
Oh, God.
Then the recording starts counting down. People begin fleeing the room while Hassan starts chuckling.
I can't believe you're laughing, Mark.
It's funny. Yeah,
I made the crowd blank run for their lives, yeah. Hassan can be heard saying in the video.
Some guy named Hassan is chuckling about the fact that he's going to be arrested very shortly for a bomb threat. I'm sorry, that's funny stuff.
The threat happened around 5 p.m. and provoked a large response from police in Seattle.
I bet it
Fire.
Did.
According to University of Washington Police Chief John Vinson, Hassan was later arrested in the University District on a charge of making a bomb threat. Hassan was still at the King County Jail Friday morning. Hassan also recorded a video of that arrest where police order him to the ground at gunpoint along with University Way Northeast, along University Way Northeast.
Wouldn't be chuckling if he was shot dead. Liberty.menu. Libertarians have for many years asked us to find them or create for them some kind of yellow pages for libertarianism. And so that they could do business with people that believe in the ideas of liberty, so that they could have all the information about events in one location. We made it easy for you. We hooked up with Liberty.menu, and they're exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Go over there, put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. Use code FTL, get a special badge. It's Liberty.menu and use code FTL. Let's go to Barry, calling in from South Carolina. Barry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All's well. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I hear you laughing about the bomb threat and stuff. You know, I really didn't think any of that's funny.
Well, different people find different things funny.
Well, they do, yeah. But, I mean,
Barry, I don't find it funny either. I just want to, I'm going to step right over to your side and say, Mark, I've never been more disappointed with someone.
Made me chuckle.
You know, I must be listening to a different station, or I'm getting a program that's older than you folks are right now.
Sure. What was being said?
I don't know. I can't listen to two things at once. You know, I'm not a.
That's okay.
But anyway, I really enjoy your show. I wanted to say that to you folks, and I enjoy listening to you folks. But I kind of get you like in the morning when it's the night before and so on and so forth. But
that's one of the things Free Talk Live is offered to stations, and they carry us at any time that's convenient for them. We'd love them to carry us live, but you can call any time between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time to discuss what's important to you. So whatever that might be, Barry.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So this guy was arrested. He's going to face up to 10 years in jail. Do you think that's an appropriate sentence for what it comes down to, a bad joke? It was in horrible taste.
He terrified a bunch of people.
Terrified a bunch of people, but there was no physical threat to anybody. Do you think should he face 10 years?
Well, I kind of think he ought to have some kind of punishment, you know. A joke is a joke, but if he's putting out something that really does harm to people, either emotionally or directly as a threat, what if it was your child in that school?
Well, it wouldn't be. I wouldn't send mine to government school. But I will say this. I think he deserves a punishment, but I think that punishment should be mandatory, that he has to work for 6 months as a janitor at this school. Like, that's what I would rather see. I would rather see him working as service to the people that he harmed. Because, you know, the harm is minimal here, other than the government response. And the government response is difficult to quantify. Those firemen were, in all likelihood, not doing anything. Well, I know it was a fireman.
Yeah. And I will say that the scariest part, what was likely the scariest part after everyone realized it was a joke, was probably a bunch of armed police storming in there. Now, Johnny Ray, I think you nailed it, because there are going to be some hard costs associated with
this. Thanks for the call, Barry.
There was a reaction by local police and fire, and they're going to charge enormous amounts. And, you know, the college may have had to pull in additional people. There would have been costs that are going to get borne by the taxpayers in that area. You know, because
and there's no avoiding it.
Yeah. So I thought that was right on. I think some sort of retribution, and that could go right along with what you're talking about, Mark. Let him be the school janitor.
Let's go to Matt calling in. He's listening on YouTube. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening.
Hey.
I'd like your indulgence and be able to talk about two things, if I may.
Well, be interesting on the first.
I hope to be. Okay. You all were talking at the beginning of the show about the economic situation and the unemployment number, and I remember all throughout the Obama administration, all the Obama critics, and I was one of them, we would point to the U6 number and say, that's the real unemployment number. That's the real unemployment number.
Right.
Now that the U3 number is looking really good, all the people who worship Donald Trump, and listen, I'm a Trump supporter, but I am not a Trump worshiper.
Okay.
They are like, oh, look at the U3 number. Look at the U3 number. Like, guys, let's look at the U6 number. So I make a habit of doing that, and the U6 number is, when I checked it, it was 8.6%, but it's trending down, so that is a good thing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
All I know is I haven't left work before 6 o'clock since November.
What's that mean to you? Is that more work, more productivity is being made? I mean, your orders are up, or is that that you're working so hard because they won't hire somebody else, or what?
We're flooded, and my boss hesitates to hire anybody else because he doesn't know how long this is going to last.
Yeah.
But he is looking at buying more new machinery because of the 100% expensing, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, the machinery, it's not going to take a vacation.
No, and the machinery will help me do my job. There is something going on with gun rights that is very concerning, and it is not making the news at all, except in a kind of a peripheral sort of way. And I heard this on Tom Gresham's Gun Talk. I was tribute my sources.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that Gun Talk show, and it's actually carried by Radio America, which is one of our business partners. I want you to hold the line, if you would, Matt, and I want to hear what this...
I will do that, sir.
Yeah, this firearms news is here on Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Or you can call us on Skype. Nobody has this evening. The audio is great. All you have to do is send us a request. Our username is lrn.fm. We also have the Discord where you can go into the Discord chat, and we can take you there. Discord.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Been all over the board this evening. First talking about unemployment numbers and the Dow, then America and, you know, its future. The bomb threat that went on in a
Washington State.
Washington State school, thank you very much. And now apparently some gun talk from Matthew. Matthew, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Okay, so what is happening is that a lot of businesses, firearms retailers and manufacturers that have websites are having QuickBooks stop processing their credit cards and refunding money back to people who have already paid for merchandise. And in some wow. cases, merchandise is already shipped out.
And say this all again. I think I'm confused. QuickBooks is doing... Tell me again.
Okay. QuickBooks has a credit card processing service.
Right?
Correct.
And they are taking action against people who sell over the internet, in firearms manufacturers, people who retail firearms, like Bud's Guns, for instance, and they are reversing the transactions in many cases and then canceling many orders.
Just sort of automatically without the the seller's consent, right?
Precisely.
Vendor. Wow.
And really without the buyer's consent. And they're doing this under the theory that this is not a face-to-face transaction. But the problem is that they hit the Gunsight Academy for things such as lessons paid for over the internet, T-shirts.
Sure, sure.
Baseball caps. And things of that nature. And plus, every firearm that's sold over the internet has to go to an FFL anyway.
Right,
so
sure.
They're skewed.
Is that every firearm? Hold on. Before you go on, is that every firearm or is that just firearms that are sold outside of your state? I believe, like, let's say you're, look, this is not legal advice. I don't know the specific states involved, but Texas is a big state.
Sure.
And it may very well be that there's no federal rule on seeing, you know, going through an FFL if you're selling inside of Texas. So you could sell a gun from Houston to Austin or something like that and then just ship it. This is just a guess on my part. I have no clue.
Okay, this is the way it works, is that if you are an FFL, and most of, even on the big gun auction sites, these are mostly FFLs.
Right, these are firearms, licensed firearm dealers.
Right. You can only ship to another FFL.
Okay.
Where they do the form 4474 background check.
Right.
And so those consequences, no such thing as a unseen transaction. An individual can sell to another individual irrespective of the, you know, whatever QuickBooks decides to do. But how many individuals use QuickBooks process?
It seems unlikely. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. And I can't find any news on that. And if you can point us to a link, that would be great. I find it amazing.
I will have to tell you to listen to the, I believe it's the second hour of Gun Talk. He's up on YouTube.
I'll keep an eye on it. Yeah.
Yeah, but to take on Hickok 45's favorite gun dealer, I mean, that's sort of if there were a way to, like, throw down the gauntlet against the Second Amendment, that would be how you would do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's affected. I don't know if it's affected the Bud's gun yet, but I was using them as an example.
Oh, okay.
But I would kind of like to relate this, if I may, to what's going on in the UK.
Well, very quickly, I've got callers.
Okay, I'm sure you do, and I will make this fast. You've heard about what happened to Tommy Robinson, right?
Yeah. No.
You may or may not care for him, but they just threw him in the clink.
Oh, yeah.
And I made this point to Sargon of Akkad. If you lose your right to bear arms, you will soon lose your right to speak. And am I being a little extreme saying you may soon lose your right to live?
Thanks for the call, Matthew. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Ciao.
I mean, you know, they say that the right to keep and bear arms is what secures all the other rights, but, you know, the rights aren't secured, so this doesn't really hold
water. Didn't work too well.
Let's take Dana calling in from Michigan. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live. Oop. May not be Michigan. Dana, can you hear me? Did I lose him? Check, check. 1, 2. Looks like I'm gone.
Ah, dang it.
These things happen. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let me ask you something about this buying guns, Chris. So they say you can buy guns from an individual,
yep.
But, I mean, does Craigslist allow people to list guns?
I think a lot of the sites like Craigslist specifically exclude firearms and things like that just so they don't get caught up in the legal rigmarole.
So how do these people actually buy and sell guns? I mean, are we back in the 80s here going through the newspaper?
Yeah, no. Gunbroker.com is a big one. You know, you can go there and you can get matched up with either an FFL or I think in some cases private owners. And shipping guns to private owners and things like that and doing sales through the mail, again, this is not legal advice, and please double-check your regulations. But I think if you're sending a rifle or a shotgun to someone else in your own state, not crossing state lines, I believe that is legal. Handguns, that's always a no-no. But I think you can ship to someone in your own state as part of a private sale.
Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, specifically Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Gotcha.
I got my subject, but because you're talking about that gun thing, I've been publicly stating my theory for years on the radio that the United States gun ownership rights, what we have left of it from the Constitution, is the only thing from keeping the whole world in a domino effect fashion from falling into that one world government thing. If you picture everything bad from the past, communism or fascism, whatever country you want, without the few remaining checks and balances that remain, if you don't fight for those things, you will be living under those kind of systems worldwide. These people in power, Democrat, Republican, you know, whatever, whichever side you want to put it on, or both of them, they will take everything from you if you stop fighting them. You know, what little we're fighting them now, if you stop, it will become Planet of the Apes.
It's not that I don't think that the Second Amendment's good, and it's not that I don't think that bad things could happen without it, but I think one needs to look in the right direction for the bad things that come. And I always wonder about this one world government idea. It seems like it's counterintuitive in the sense that politicians don't like to give up power, and if you had one world government, you would have fewer politicians because there wouldn't be the redundancy in the situation. I think about this for a second. No one gives a flying flip at a rolling donut whether or not Anguilla goes back and reforms with Nevis and St. Kitts into a government, but if there was a tendency for the one world government thing to be happening, you would think that they'd sweep together some of these smaller nations, but we get more and more nations now, not fewer and fewer.
Well, David's point. Hold on for just a second, David. I mean, for the first thing, I mean, if, and I think it's an interesting thought that the U.S.'s last remaining holdout for firearms ownership by private citizens is pretty much in the whole world. There isn't a whole lot of, and certainly not in the first world countries.
I think Czech Republic is like the next closest one I've heard.
Yeah. But that's kind of it.
But it's about half the gun ownership numbers, and that's just reported numbers, which are likely half of what the real numbers are in the United States.
Right. But to
Americans
the second
love
point,
guns.
Yeah, but to the second point of one world government, I think I mean, economically, I know there's a 1%. I know there's a 5%. And I think a lot of those people are involved in politics because that's where the power is. And I think if they see that collectively, removing boundaries and or at least controlling policy worldwide benefits them, I think they'll do it. And I think we have some examples of that happening in the past.
Like?
You hit me too quick and you hit me on a break, but I'll think about it.
Excuse me. Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you're going to a break. I won't have time to finish what I was trying to say.
All right, hold the line. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.